Monday night, Chovas Halvavos, Shaar Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Chamishi. And the Chovas Halvavos goes through the way the Yetzer Hara works, and very detailed, and really, on every phrase you could really elaborate on and explain and have an arichus. On the other hand, it's like a little boring, because he just seems to be saying the same things over and over. And if you don't dwell on each thing, you don't realize the insight that he's giving you. So he said in his first paragraphs, first few lines of Perek Hamishi, that you have to think of the Yetzer Hara as the enemy, that the Yetzer Hara is part of you. You don't realize it's an ounce, it's a Yetzer Hara, because it takes over your thinking process and makes suggestions which seem to be for your benefit, and really he's out to get you like a secret agent. He's out to mess you up, like when David was running away from Avshalom, so he sent back someone to give an Eitzah to Avshalom. So, yeah, I forgot the name now. So he gave Avshalom an Eitzah what to do, but it was really a bad Eitzah to mess up Avshalom. And Avshalom took his Eitzah. So that's how the Yetzer Hara works. And therefore he says you shouldn't bother with other things in your life. You're busy fighting with other people. You're busy getting into disputes, all sorts of disputes. Your dispute and your fight and your war should be with the Yetzer Hara, who wants to make you lose both worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, because you don't have Olam Hazeh either. And we'll start with the paragraph on page Kufayin Aleph. He says, Umenatema Ochi, my brother, you'll see something very strange. Shekol Oyev Sheyesh Lecha, if you have an enemy, Kasher Atonotzcho Pam Mushtayim, if you are victorious over the enemy, once, twice, three times, Masalakatzmo, he gives up. Because he sees already that you're stronger. He sees you're stronger, so no point anymore. So he stops fighting with you. He gives up from humbling you. The Yetzer Hara is not like that. The Yetzer Hara keeps coming back. He lifts himself up, you beat him, he comes back at you. That's how the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that resilience, call it, that koach. And it's something to reflect upon. That's what he said in the first paragraph. If you reflect upon the things I'm telling you, you'll be able to withstand the temptations, whatever the Yetzer Hara throws at you. You'll recognize what he's doing because of what I'm teaching you. So here he's saying that he just keeps coming back. There's no rest. You can beat him 100 times, he'll come back that 101st time and try to be marshal you. You can beat him once. He just keeps on coming back. If he wins, so he has you, he'll destroy you. It'll get you caught up in all sorts of negative things. And if you beat him, he'll still want to come back, and he'll figure out a different way. He'll come under this guise, under that guise. Sometimes he comes under the guise of Frumkeit. Sometimes he comes under the guise of, when are you going to do something for yourself? You have to take care of number one. Whatever the case may be. So that's another factor about the Yetzer Hara. He keeps coming back at you. You never fully conquer. You stop him, then he just tries again. That's another thing. Nothing is too small. If you can get a victory by Chveis, that you'll make a shakal near Bidvora without Kavana, without kavanah by Shem Hashem. So that's a victory for the Yetzer Hara. You're not Yosei, probably, if you didn't have kavanah by Shem Hashem. So, but you say, okay, but it's a very, very small victory. And Yetzer Hara doesn't care. He has a foot in the door, and now he can do a lot of things. He can make you realize that you didn't make a bracha properly and make you all depressed. And you'll say, what the heck, what's the point? I'll never be able to be good. He can make you sad. He could, you know, he could increase the pressure. Like I said yesterday, he'll have you buy something without such a good heksha. Then it'll be the exact same item, maybe without any heksha. And he just keeps on upping the ante. But he's not ashamed to win a small victory in a small thing. You oversleep one day. Okay, big deal. Think of all the days that I didn't oversleep. Yetzer Hara is fine with that. He now, it's not unthinkable anymore. There's just one example of hundreds, thousands, where he wants a foot in the door and he'll be able to do something. He's not ashamed of that. Why? Because once he has you mixed up, so then it's easier to have you do more chomer things. The Gemara says, Kachi Dache Se Yetzer Hara. This really echoes the Gemara statement. Kachi Dache Se Yetzer Hara. Hayom Omer Lo Asei Kach. L'mocher Amalei Asei Kach. So if he gets him to do Avodah Zarah. You say, whoa, come on. But that's a progression. It might not be Avodah Zarah. It might end up in other types of Averis. You know, and it starts off with that small step. This is the way he'll trip you up. Something that right now he's not capable. Tells you, go be Bechal Shabbos. Be Bechal Shabbos. But he'll have you, you know, you have some skin on your skin. It's bothering you a little. No one's looking. Doesn't matter. It's probably mutter anyway. It's only the Rabbanon. Maybe not. Doesn't matter. It's bothering you. It's good. He says, hey, what did I do? Now he has a foot in the door. He says, okay, you did that already. So you're allowed to. And then it becomes a habit, and you don't know where it'll end. Well, the fikach roi shetiyeh b'matzav shel zirus miponov. You always have to be careful. Maybe I shouldn't give examples. If I give examples, then it's like the number two bus blowing up. So you say, I'm not scared. I don't take the number two bus. Right? Understand. So if I give examples, you say, oh, I would never do that. That's not a good example. I don't take the number two bus. But it's sometimes it's the number two bus, sometimes it's the number 16 bus, sometimes it's any bus. L'fikach roi shetiyeh b'matzav shel zirus miponov, v'al ta'av shelo me'umo mechetzo boch. Don't let him, don't give in on anything. Because once he's in, he's in. Ali yehechoshu be'einecho, let it be very significant to you. Im tachniyehu, if you win a victory, v'afilu b'dover akal. But this gabarol of afilu b'ma'at, k'deshi heizeh derech l'mala shemala mimenu, you'll block him. Ki'u yimayr likon aloch. Because really, it's easy to beat the Yetzer Hara. When did all of a sudden become easy? It means it's easy, because the Yetzer Hara sheker. Now, it's easy in the sense that he keeps coming back. So you have to do this countless times your whole life. Because he keeps coming back, he doesn't tire, and he keeps trying, and he tries a different trick every time. He says, really, says the Chavis Halvavis, at base, it's easy to get rid of him. Because it's sheker, and if you just learn to recognize his tainus, which I will be teaching you, the Chavis Halvavis is saying, over the course of this perek, he didn't even start yet. Yetzer Hara says this, sometimes says that, sometimes it makes you frum, sometimes it makes you happy, sometimes it makes you sad, sometimes it makes you depressed, sometimes it makes you anticipate tomorrow, sometimes it makes you look at the past. He's in control of your whole psyche. He pushes all your buttons. But Hashem made a promise that if you just have a straight mindset, on the ball, you don't note that. You're in a small, then you can just walk through. You don't have to be afraid. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow night. Stop here.